Dear people who keep company with God, over the past few years, we have learned that we must be established and continually renewed in the Father's heart of love and the understanding that we are His sons and daughters, John 20 and 17. However, this is not the end of the story. It is actually only the beginning. He called and commissioned His family to reign upon the earth, Revelation 5, verse 20. The Bible tells us that God only appoints family members to be His priests and kings, Hebrews 7, 28 and Revelation 5, 9 to 10. God created us to have a relationship with Him and to represent Him on this earth. This was God's original plan, and there is no plan B. God blessed them, and He said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the sky, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." Genesis 1:28. It is important to see how the Father desires to relate to us in terms of serving in His kingdom. He first blesses us and then commands us. That is grace, and it is absolutely opposite of how man approaches it. We command and connect the blessing to how well we perform. In the business world, they call this a performance incentive contract. The better you perform, the more you will be paid. The kingdom of heaven does not work like that. The blessing always comes before we obey. It is also important to see that whenever the Father blesses us, it is for a purpose. It is not meant to be a dead end in our lives. In the parable of the minas, the Lord gave them 10 minas and said to them, "Do business with this until I come back," Luke 19, verse 13. When the Lord gives us a time of refreshing, we should expect Him to give us some instructions. I believe many times we grow lukewarm after a season of blessing because we overlooked the instruction. Here is a key to how the Father expects us to reign in terms of relationship to others. The Father created a family to rule over His creation, yet He said nothing about human beings ruling or controlling other human beings. He created us to rule, not to be ruled or controlled. This is why Jesus said, "The greatest among you shall be your servant," Matthew 23 and 11. We are to serve each other with the gifts, talents, and callings He has entrusted to us. Another key is to understand how He expects us to reign in terms of our assignment. The Father gave us stewardship on the earth, not ownership, Hebrews 2:7. If He had given us ownership, then He would have given up the ultimate responsibility for what happens here. In the natural, as an employee of a business, I am not ultimately responsible for the welfare of the business. I am responsible for what the owner of the business assigns me to do. A lot of times we get messed up in our hearts and callings by trying to carry burdens and take on responsibilities the Lord never meant for us. We are to be stewards of the manifold grace of God, 1 Peter 4:10, meaning we will always have the grace to do what He has assigned to us. Anything else is a false burden or responsibility which the enemy uses to distract and drain us from being able to do what He has called us to do. The Father is calling for us to grow up and to be like Jesus, kings and priests in this world. Kings to represent His government and to be vessels of His power and authority, destroying the works of the devil, Revelation 19:6. He wants us to be priests to represent His love, grace, and mercy, performing acts of goodness to each other and reaching a lost world with the good news of the kingdom, Hebrews 4:14. Many blessings, Byron Whicker.